And welcome back once again to the Community Corner here on KWHI, AM 1280 from 101.7. Craig Montana with you here on this Tuesday. Always talking about things happening around the area for everyone to take part in and enjoy. And thanks to Stephanie Wearing coming in and talking with us some moments ago about the Boys and Girls Club. But right now, let's get into what's happening this weekend in downtown Brenham. We're joined by the City of Brenham today with Crystal Locke and Nancy Joyner. Good morning to you, ladies.
Good morning.
Hey, Craig.
And how are y'all doing today?
We're doing good. Just a little cold, but we're okay.
a little bit cold, but it's holidays. It's Christmas. Should be a little on the cool side, right?
That's correct.
There you go. And so let's get right into it. Let's tell people what is it that you do with the City of Brenham ladies?
Sure. So my name is Crystal Locke, and I'm with our Parks and Recreation Department. So I oversee a lot of our community events and programs.
And I'm Nancy Joyner, and I'm Tourism and Marketing Coordinator, and I oversee the Uptown Swirl, Summer Sip, the Egg Walk, and the Scarecrows.
All right. So all the kind of activities happening around the area, you guys have your hands in it.
Yes.
There you go. So let's talk about first stuff coming up this weekend, the Downtown Brenham Christmas Stroll, and what can people expect for this year's events? A little bit different this year.
It will be a little different this year. So our Brenham Christmas Stroll is Brenham's way of kicking off the holiday season. And this weekend we have so many opportunities to support our local businesses and start checking off your holiday shopping list.
All right. And, of course, so we've got different things, everything from Jingle Market to the Taste of Christmas. And what kind of things are people can expect whenever they get down there?
Sure. So Friday, first thing Friday at 10 o'clock in the morning, the Jingle Ball Market will be hosted over at the Ant Street Inn, and that's until 7 o'clock. The Farmers Market will also be happening downtown on Baylor Street from 3 o'clock to 7 o'clock on Friday afternoon. And our annual tree lighting and caroling, the Girl Scouts, will be downtown on the Main Street side of the courthouse around 5:30 on Friday evening. To get everyone in the Christmas spirit and kick off the holiday season. Saturday morning, we have Breakfast with Santa, so fill up on pancakes and Christmas memories on Saturday morning at Breakfast with Santa. It must be heaven. We have two time slots. We have an 8 o'clock session and a 9:15 session. Our 9:15 is just about full, but we do still have some reservations for 8 o'clock. And tickets can be purchased online at tickets.cityofbrenham.org. And then we also will have some Christmas music down at the gazebo throughout Saturday for all of our shoppers to enjoy as they participate in A Taste of Christmas. And Miss Nancy will tell you more about A Taste of Christmas.
Okay. We've had this event for several years, and it was known as the Sip, Shop, and Stroll. Well, the merchants wanted to offer something different this year, so we changed it to A Taste of Christmas. We have 29 merchants who are participating in this event on Saturday, December the 5th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And during this time, you'll be able to sample drinks such as Christmas margaritas, holiday sangria, rum punch, a Grinch cocktail, and many more. And then they're also offering Christmas snacks, like Christmas cookies, pie, fruit sticks, candies, and many more Christmas goodies. There will be a few activities for children and adults, such as painting a Christmas ornament or making wooden ornaments and even making a lighted lantern. And you can find all of these participating merchants on our Taste of Christmas map at participating merchants. And also at the Visitor Center, or you can go to the downtownbrenham.com website, and the map will be on there also.
There you go. And I was going to mention, because, you know, we're talking about Taste of Christmas, there's a lot of you know, adult beverages, but there's something here for the entire family to do for this Taste of Christmas going on downtown this weekend.
Yes, correct.
All right. And then, of course, the time frame, what kinds of all kind of start and wind down this Saturday?
Well, our event starts at 10 a.m. and will stop at 6 p.m. And I think that's the same thing for Crystal also.
There you go. And, of course, is there any kind of cost associated with the Taste of Christmas this year?
There is on the lighted, to make a lighted lantern, there is a little bit of a cost there, and also the wooden ornaments, and those will be at those locations on the map and that.
Yeah, but everything else will be kind of, just kind of getting samples for everything?
Yes, correct.
All right. And is there, I mean, do they need to sign up for anything, or is everything just kind of get there and you take care of it then?
You just go downtown, get a map, and you just stroll downtown and visit those locations.
There you go. All right, then, and Crystal, let's talk about the Jingle Bell Market happening. This is a two-day event. What kind of things are going to be happening at the Jingle Bell Market?
Sure. So the Jingle Bell Market, our friends over at Ant Street Inn host that each year. And this is a market. There's going to be more than 15 vendors from chocolates to clothing. Admission is free, and it is a family-friendly event.
There you go. And then the First Fridays in Armiston Market, the same event that happens every month throughout the year. Is it more of a Christmas theme, I guess, for this one coming up Friday?
Yes, we'll have some Christmas music playing and lots of vendors downtown for all to enjoy.
There you go. And that's all happening this week. Is anything else happening later on this year as we get closer into the holiday in the holidays?
Yes. So Santa Claus will be coming through town on a fire truck. Santa and his elves will be driving through Brenham neighborhoods, visiting all of the good girls and boys the week of December the 13th. It'll happen four consecutive nights from 5:30 to 7:30. And for more information and routes, they're going to be coming soon. So just visit our website at cityofbrenham.org or check out all of our Facebook pages later this week.
There you go. Is there anything people need to know beforehand about when Santa kind of makes his way through town that week?
No, just we're working with fire and our police department to get through as many neighborhoods as possible on the Ladder One truck. We want to make this fun for the kids, and so we're excited to offer this. We will also, Santa's little elves are working on some Santa bags, some Santa goodies, and so those goodie bags are going to be available at the Nancy Carol Roberts Memorial Library and at the Bluebell Aquatic Center also the week of December the 14th for families to come and pick up.
There you go. All right, thank you, Crystal. Now, Nancy, I do believe coming up, I guess it's not quite this year, but beginning part of next year, the Uptown Swirl's coming up. You guys have some glasses out for that coming up pretty soon?
Yes. It's going to be on January the 16th from 3 to 7 p.m. Tickets are starting for sale this week, and so you can get them at participating merchants or you can purchase them online at Brenham, downtownbrenham.com/swirl. So we're doing tickets this year, but you still will get a glass the day of the event.
Okay. And the Uptown Swirl, it's a pretty really popular event. It's been going on for quite a few years now.
It is, and we've limited the number of glass sales this year. So if you want a glass, you better buy early because they're going to go fast.
There you go. It's a really good Christmas present for folks out there to get a very, very simple thing to get and then an enjoyable day coming up in January.
Yes.
There you go. And you're limited, so it's going to be, kind of once you guys are out of the limited supply, that's it. There's no more that's going to be coming up.
There'll be no more. Nope. So get them early.
Okay.
And you can give them as a gift, too.
Okay, so you can buy it and put it in somebody else's name?
Yes.
Deal.
Okay. Yes. Great stocking stuffers.
There you go. All right, ladies, anything else that we need to mention, ladies? Anything else we need to go over? That's a lot of Christmas stuff that we've gone over here very, very quickly.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
There you go. All right, let's get it. I want you to get the information out there for the people that need information. I guess for because you said there's a few spots available for the Breakfast with Santa.
Yeah.
For the Saturday, how do they get those tickets again for that?
Sure. So for Breakfast with Santa tickets, they can be purchased online at tickets.cityofbrenham.org. And that 9:15 is just about full. We do have some reservations available at 8:00.
There you go. And that's the only thing this weekend that you really need tickets for.
Yes.
For this weekend.
Yes.
And then the Uptown Swirl glasses, again, how do they get those? And what's the price associated with them this year?
Okay. They can go to downtownbrenham.com /swirl. And the tickets are $35 December 31st, And after that, they go to $40. And you, if you purchase online, you can buy them for $40 till December 31st, and then they'll go up to $45 if we have those still available.
There you go. All right. There we go, ladies. Well, I appreciate y'all taking time out of your day and talking with us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having
us. Thank you so much. We enjoyed it.
Appreciate you there, Crystal Locke and Nancy Joyner, and all the events happening here in downtown Brenham coming up in a couple weeks throughout December into January as well. Thank you very much, ladies. Have a good day.
You too.
There you go. All right. That's going to do it. The Community Corner, once again, another day in the books. A lot of things happening. Again, appreciate, again, Stephanie Wearing from the Boys and Girls Club talking with us this morning, as well as Crystal Locke and Nancy Joyner as well. The events happening around the area for Christmas, the Community Corner. We'll do it all again next Tuesday. Another event happening around the area for you to get information about, you to enjoy. We'll talk about that coming up next week. But if you have something going on coming up the next year, let us know about it. Give us a call here in the offices at 979-836-3655, or you can email Holly Rotter at promotions@ktex.com. Things happening. I'll get the information out to the people. People can enjoy your event and help you out as well. The Community Corner right here on KWHI AM 1280 FM 101.7.